San Francisco is one of the least wasteful cities in the country. 70% of its trash gets recycled, composted, or reused. Even so, San Francisco sends 1,800 tons of garbage to the landfill every day. The city has found a creative way to make a small dent in its landfill load. It has a program that encourages artists to turn garbage into art. Lisa Morehouse has our story.
A group of about 20 kids from an environmental education camp are on what might be the funkiest field trip of their lives.
That was the stinkiest place I've ever been to.
They're at the dump. The kids gawk at the cavernous transfer station, where garbage is dumped in a pit, bulldozed, and trucked out to local landfills in 100 daily loads.
It smells horrible.
Gross. Disgusting. Stinky.
The last stop of the tour is at a sculpture garden, which displays more than 25 figures made out of garbage.
Oh, I like that one over there.
Some kind of like metal bent and like swirled.
These sculptures grew out of San Francisco Recycling and Disposal's Artists in Residence program. 70 artists a year clamor for 5 spots. And since 1990, 72 symphony composers, videographers, writers, and sculptors have scavenged through the trash.
Each of our artists get paid a stipend, and they have 24-hour access to the facility. They have a studio space. We have an art show for them. They're actually very spoiled.
Deborah Monk manages the residency.
Whenever they need somebody to come with a forklift, we'll call and get a forklift over there if they need something really heavy picked up for them. I mean, how great is that?
The site's public disposal room is a 25,000-square-foot sheet metal building where contractors and city residents dump demolition debris.
My name is Casey Logan. I'm an artist digging through trash at the dump.
He's got on boots, gloves, and a hard hat.
I got this antenna with a magnet on it. There's big chunks of concrete. There's perfect iron cast sinks. There's a double baby stroller, a couple toilet bowls, anything you can imagine.
Recycling didn't come naturally to Logan. He grew up in Amarillo, Texas, where there's no curbside recycling. But he's been prolific during his residency, transforming cast-off bicycles, guitars, chandeliers, even pens into whimsical sculptures that reflect his interest in science.
Oh, umbrellas. I get every umbrella I can see. They got some really beautiful mechanics to them. I'm making a satellite right now, and I'm looking at components that might fit the size and scale and general shape of that satellite.
He wheels a shopping cart filled with scrap wood and metal back to his studio and gets to work preparing for his exhibit, which marks the end of every residency. The quarterly art shows at the dump routinely attract hundreds of visitors, reminding us that one man's trash is another man's art. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
It's All Things Considered.